시바예. I welcome you all with my love and respects. Today's subject is Actualize Your Potential. Beautiful subject. Means be alive every moment. Every moment, be alive and aware. There are so many things possible inside your being every moment. If you can be alive and available, a small story. We'll start with a story. Three friends die in a car accident, go to heaven for an interview. All three of them are in front of God. God asks, what you would like to hear from your family and friends who are standing in front of your caskets? First guy says, they should say, he was a great doctor of his time and a great family man. Second guy says, they should moan saying, he was a great teacher, made big difference, the children of tomorrow, citizen of tomorrow. Third guy says, everyone should say, look, look, he's moving. Be spontaneous. Be alive every moment. Be very clear. Every moment God is asking, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? If you can be alive and available, you will actualize your potentiality. In my young age, I met a Bairagi. Bairagi means the people who travel from village to village telling the great epics of India, the Ramayana and Mahabharata, they are called Bairagis. We call them Bairagi Baba. If you are born and brought up in India, you will know that. They will go from village to village, they will stay in one village for 1 month and tell all the stories to everybody and they will move to the next village. It's like all the kids will gather around them, they will tell the stories, they will entertain the kids and people will take care of that Bairagis. I had an opportunity to see one Bairagi. He used to tell a beautiful thing. He told me, never think even one bad thought, because in the sky so many devatas are moving. Whenever they see you, they always bless tatastu, tadastu. Let you have what you want, let you have what you want. By mistake, if you tell a single word, single wrong, if you think a wrong thought, one wrong thought, at that time if they go above you, if they bless, let you have what you want, you will be in trouble. And it used to tell, in the form of crows they fly. So I always used to look before think anything. Even before starting fight with my brothers or with my friends, first I will look up whether any crow is friend. If there is no crow, only then I will start fighting. Only then I will start asking anything. If there is a crow, simply I will sit. Oh, no, 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 no. They will tell, let you have what you want. It's a beautiful idea. Actually, that time I didn't understand what he really meant. Whatever you think, every moment, your self, your energy is available to you. Whatever thought you put in front of yourself, that becomes reality. Please understand. Just like if you put some picture in front of the projector light, that will be seen in reality, in the wall. Same way, whatever thought you put in front of your consciousness, inner space, you will see that in the outer world as a reality. The more number of time you put some thought, you will see it in the outer world. So when he says, do not think any wrong thought, because some gods will bless, let it happen. He is true, because we don't have to expect some god coming from somewhere. In you the same god energy is there. That consciousness is constantly blessing. Let it happen, let it happen, let it happen. Be very clear. Whatever you are having, you pray towards yourself. There is a beautiful truth in Tantra. They call it Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. The desire is the Ichha Shakti. And simply it becomes Kriya Shakti, means creativity. It becomes reality because you are Jnana Shakti. All your Ichha Shakti, whatever you desire, becomes creativity, reality, Kriya Shakti, because you are Jnana Shakti. Then you may ask, I desire so many things, why they are not becoming reality, Swamiji? You must be having a lot of self-contradicting desires. One side, you may want to have lot of money and all comforts. The other side, you may constantly want to swing in the hammock, in the beach. One side, you have the desire to have a lot of money, comfort, luxury. The other side, if you want to have money, luxury, comfort, you need to take the responsibility. The other side, you will have the self-contradicting desire. Just swinging in the hammock, in the beach side. You can't have self-contradicting desire. The self-contradicting desire will naturally have problem. A small story. Lady comes back to the home, a lady, and shouts, honey, I won the lottery, pack your bags. Yes, should I pack for ocean or mountain, where? That I don't care, just get out. Understand? One side always you want to hang in the hammock, in the beach or the ocean. The other side, you want the comfort and luxury. You must be creating lot of self-contradicting desires. That must be the reason why many of your desires are not fulfilled. Otherwise, constantly your being is blessing Tadastu. Let it happen, let it happen, let it happen. Whatever thought you keep in front of your inner space becomes reality. It gets the power. It gets the power. That is why Tantra says, all your Ichha Shakti becomes Kriya Shakti because you are Jnana Shakti. All your Ichha Shakti, all your desires become reality because you have tremendous wisdom and energy. People come to me and ask, Swamiji, how to be successful? I tell them, allow the thought of what you want to sink in your being, that's enough. Nothing else is necessary. Let it boil your blood. Let the thought penetrate your bone. Let the thought flow in your veins. That one goal, you will see that very goal is powerful, potential enough to show you the way. Any desire, once you contemplate upon it, once it penetrates your inner space, that will express power, not only giving you the intelligence, it will give you the way also to achieve it. Because every desire placed in front of your inner space becomes alive. It becomes alive. Icha Shakti placed in front of Jnana Shakti becomes Kriya Shakti. Desire which is submitted in front of wisdom or enlightening consciousness becomes reality.